آپ SBS اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
کوئنز لینڈ میں بارشوں اور سیلاب کے خطرات منڈلا رہے ہیں اور کئی علاقوں میں سیلاب کے خطرات کے ٹل جانے کے بعد بحالی کا کام شروع ہو رہا ہے، مگر خطرہ ابھی بھی ٹلا نہیں ہے۔ کوئنز لینڈ کے مسلمان رمضان المبارک کے مہینے میں طوفان کی ہنگامی حالات سے کس طرح نمٹ رہے ہیں، اس سلسلے میں ہم نے پاکستانی کلچرل ایسوسیشن کوئنز لینڈ کے صدر سید اصغر نقوی اور کلیئرنس ویلی نیو ساؤتھ ویلز کے میئر رے اسمتھ، آئیے پہلے کلچرل ایسوسیشن آف کوئنز لینڈ کے صدر سید اصغر نقوی سے کوئنز لینڈ کی عمومی صورتحال جانتے ہیں۔ یہ بات چیت SBS نیوز کے لیے انگریزی میں ریکارڈ کی گئی۔
I'm Sid Asghar Naqvi, Frontier President of Pakistan Australian Cultural Association of Queensland.
Asghar, as I can understand, this a large number of your community is also observing Ramadan and fasting. How challenging for the community during the Ramadan time to cope with this challenge?
Ramadan is here, and especially like in Ramadan when community members are fasting, this is really challenging times, especially like when people have never experienced cyclone, especially in Gold Coast and even towards North New South Wales, which is like Lismore side or Redlands area here, where people have got hammered really badly, where people have lost electricity for days. Many, like hundreds of or thousands of people doesn't have like access to water as well sometimes. There have been like over 300,000 houses in Southeast Queensland which have been like without electricity, and there are suburbs which doesn't have electricity at all, and it affects power for a couple of days. It impacts quite badly when people have a connection with the world. So what we have done is like we have launched Pakistani Community Volunteers Network, which has like over 100 plus volunteers. And it's not just Pakistani community which is helping. I should add that the Muslim community over here, like here with like hundreds of Pakistani community volunteers who are right now helping community members and locals during these difficult times when like cyclone. Brisbane, Gold Coast, and even like areas close to North New South Wales, Lismore, which has also been affected quite badly. In these areas, even when there is not flood-prone areas, people have experienced flooding, flash flooding, and people have to evacuate.
Thank you very much, Asghar. Stay safe and wish you the best.
یہ تھے پاکستانی کلچرل ایسوسیشن آف کوئنز لینڈ کے صدر سید اصغر نقوی، اور آئیے اب آپ کو لیے چلتے ہیں کلیئرنس ویلی، نیو ساؤتھ ویلز کی وہ ویلی جو اس وقت سیلاب کے خطرات سے نمٹ رہی ہے، اور وہاں کے میئر رے اسمتھ سے سنتے ہیں کہ وہاں اس وقت کیا ہو رہا ہے۔
The Clarence River peaked on Sunday evening at about 5.69 meters and is now falling, which is good news. However, there's still flooding further downstream in areas such as Ulmarra, Lawrence, McLean and Yamba. The road into Yamba is currently closed due to the river flooding and will remain closed for some time. We don't know exactly how long. We have evacuation centres established at the McLean Showground, and we also have an evacuation centre at the Grafton Golf Club. So anyone needing any assistance can go to either of those centres. But at this stage, we believe that everything is starting to ease down and that there will be no further major flood. Essential Energy have done a wonderful job. At this stage, we're not aware of any power outages in the Clarence Valley. In regard to supermarkets and foods, all transport routes are open, so there's plenty of supply, so there's no need for panic buying, with the exception of Yamba, where the road was closed. However, under guidance with council staff, a Woolworths truck or a Coles truck was able to get through into Yamba to stock the shelves. So again, everything's good. There's plenty of fuel at the service stations. So as I said, I think we've seen the worst of the ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, and we're now moving into recovery mode. There is some forecast of more rain, possibly up in the catchment area of the Clarence River. which could see a slight rise in the Clarence River again over the next 24 to 48 hours.
I can understand this measure has been taken to ensure the safe evacuation of the residents from high-risk area. Are there some people already taking shelters?
There is. We've had a number of people through both evacuation centres seeking shelter and just being on the safe side to make sure that our community are being well cared for. And again, a shout out to the SES and their volunteers, to the state government agencies. It's been a very collaborative effort to make sure that everybody's safety was paramount. There's blankets, pillows, if they need to sleep overnight, they can. There's food, tea and coffee, toilet facilities, shower facilities, all of those are available to anyone accessing either of those evacuation centres. Thank you very much. My pleasure.
अभी आप सुन रहे थे कि क्वींसलैंड में साइक्लोन अल्फर्ड के बाद क्या सूरत हाल है और खास तौर पर वहां की मुसलमान कम्युनिटी रमजान मुबारक में इस हंगामी सूरत हाल से किस तरह निमट रही है।
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।